you for calling customer service. My name is Naya. How may I help you?
Hello, who is this?
This is Naya from customer service.
For what customer service? What company?
We work for many different companies. If I can get your zip code, I can find an account and see what the what's going on.
29456.
Give me 1 second.
Sure.
29456. And can I have a first and last name?
Ron Alford, Alford.
And may you please verify that address for your security purposes?
1019 Harrison Road, Ladson, South Carolina, 29456.
Okay. I do see that account. Give me 1 second. Okay, I do see that account. I do see on here where you did buy the pulse oximeter for $7.95.
Yeah, not $56.95.
Right. Let me see what this is.
But I didn't buy it on August 8th. I bought it a week or so or two ago.
You bought, yes, you bought it in April. On the 3rd.
What? April the 3rd, yeah. It's just showing up on the 8th. I didn't buy it on the 8th.
No, what's showing on the 8th is when you did buy this pulse oximeter,
Say that again, please.
When you did buy the pulse oximeter?
Yeah.
Okay, it automatically enrolled you inside of a membership for the Factory Direct Savings Store. And it said membership.
No. I didn't do all that.
You didn't? Yeah, you don't recall on doing it because you probably didn't see it. But once you did.
No, I sure didn't. No, that's the whole point. I didn't see anything except a free oximeter by just paying the shipping.
Right.
$95.
In the terms and conditions, like at the bottom, if you kept reading, it would have told you how you're going to be charged for a membership
for the Factory Direct Savings Store. No. Just cancel it and return my money.
Oh, I can cancel it for you, but there's no refunds.
No. There's got to be a refund. No. What I read was a free oximeter for $6.95 or $7.95.
Yes, and I'm on the website that you ordered it from now.
Look, I'm going to have to report you to the Better Business Bureau if you don't refund my money.
Who are you reporting to the Better Business Bureau, sir?
This number and wherever you're at. What's the name of your company?
This is a third-party call center.
Say that again?
This is a third-party call center.
A third party? No, I need a name of.
We're unable to get that information out.
What does this world come to? You can't talk to a business about a business transaction. You can't give the information out. If I don't get my money back right away, I'm going to report you to the Better Business Bureau. First of all, I'm going to report you to my credit card company. And then I'm going to report you to the Better Business Bureau. So they're going to investigate everything all the way around, the card company and the Better Business Bureau. You did not advertise anything from what
I saw, but it was there.
In small letters way down, away from it.
That's called the terms and conditions.
Right in front of me was just a free oximeter for $7.95 shipping.
Right. See, don't.
That's all I expect to pay.
Okay, sir. I can't offer you a 35% refund.
No. Every penny.
We aren't able to do refunds, and I do understand that you didn't see the purchase or anything like that. I can give you
the highest. To the Better Business Bureau.
The highest that I can give you is a 50% refund. Cause
No. The whole thing. Where are you at? What city are you in?
We're in Texas.
Where at in Texas?
Houston.
Houston, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I will report you to the Better Business Bureau in Houston, Texas, and also to my credit card company as a fraud charge. And they will investigate and also...
Okay, can you give me 1 second? Thank you. Can you give me 1 second?
For what?
So I can notate this account for you.
Well, I thought you said you had already located it.
I didn't say locate. I said notate.
I'm sorry. Say that again.
Notate.
Notate. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do all the notation you want. You understood what I said.
Okay, sir, can you please give me 1 second?
To do what?
I'm notating your account.
Notating my account. All I want from you is to return my money or I'm going to report.
Okay, sir, can you give me 1 second? Thank you.
What are we waiting on? If you're saying no, then all I need to do is hang up.
I never said no. I asked you, could you give me 1 second? I'm trying to get everything done for you, but you won't let me do it for you.
Oh, so I won't let you do it. Okay. How long do you need? I've got things to do. I need to...
Sir, do you want the refund or you don't want the refund?
What did I just tell you?
Okay, I'm trying to get the refund done for you, but that's what I'm doing. I'm refunding the money.
Well, how long is that going to take you? I don't need to stay on the phone while you refund it. Just refund it.
If you're not on the phone doing a refund, then you're unable to get a refund. You have to be on the phone doing a refund.
Okay. Oh, Lord Jesus, have mercy.
Okay, I am.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, I am getting this refund done in your account right now. It is done. It should take within 3 to 5 business days to process back in your account. And I did get this account canceled out for you. Is there anything else I can do for you as of today?
No, that will take care of it.
Thank you for calling customer service and have a great day.